G'day everyone, this is B. Jemine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to my audio review of the Finnish horror film Hatching. This film was directed by Hanna Bergholm, written by Ilja Rotsi, from a story by Hanna Bergholm. This film stars Siri Solinen, Sofia Heikkinkilä, Jani Volanen, and Reino Norden. Now, if I butchered anyone's names, please forgive me. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off IMDb, is as follows. A young gymnast who tries desperately to please her demanding mother discovers a strange egg. She hides it and keeps it warm, but when it hatches, what emerges shocks them all. I have to say, I've been hearing about the film Hatching for quite a little while now, but that being said though, there were only a few little things that I knew about it. The only one being that it's a horror film from Finland, and that the film involves a giant egg. And when I heard that, I thought, okay, that's a very interesting premise for a horror film, but I'm still curious to check this out and see what this giant egg is about. Like, I had a couple different theories inside my mind, but when I sat down to watch it, this film was definitely not what I expected at all. But that's one of the great things about this film, is that it's an entirely original little gem of a film. And what I like about it is it kind of starts off being this kind of, you follow this family, especially with the mum, who is this internet blogger slash social media personality, who kind of always like records her family for the internet. So kind of showing how her and her family are living this great idyllic lifestyle. But the thing is, once the cameras are off, the film kind of shows the real truth about this family, and that these are very complicated people. But the mum is someone who strives for perfection, but the one who kind of feels this the most, of course, is the daughter of Tenya, played by, and again, if I butchered her name, please forgive me, Siri Solinen. She is absolutely wonderful in this film. She is such a terrific young actor, and it's a very complex role for her too, because she goes through a lot in this film, and you could definitely feel her character's weight that's put on her shoulders to strive to be perfect in the eyes of her mother, especially when it comes to being a gymnast. Like, she keeps making mistakes, but you know she's trying very hard, but you know that her heart's not really in it, but you know her mother is pushing her to do these things. And then eventually, during the course of the film, she discovers this little egg left by a crow that her mum killed earlier. Again, I stress this enough, there is a bit of animal violence in this film, so if that is something that definitely troubles you, guess I'll go into this film with a bit of a fair warning. So she finds the egg and feels guilty about what happened to the crow, and so she takes it home and looks after it. But as the story progresses, the egg starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And what happens next is something I did not expect, but which I won't ruin. So I think this is one of those films where it's best to kind of go into it not knowing too much at all. So I'm not going to even say what's inside the egg, but believe me, it's very unexpected. And it's one that I found quite interesting and really just sort of captivated me throughout the rest of the film as well. This is a film that is beautifully well made by Hanna Bergholm. At first I thought, I'm not sure if I'm going to be into this film, because the way the film kind of looked on a cinematography front kind of made the film look a little bit cheap. But then I realized a lot of that is because of the mother, played by Sofia Heikkilä. Again, if I butchered her name as well, please forgive me, is kind of recording everything on her phone. So, but once all the cameras are switched, the phone is switched off, and she stops recording, that's when the film's cinematography, the film becomes more filmic, you could say. But after a while, you sort of get gripped in by the story and also taken in by the characters, because they're such interesting characters, and this family dynamic is quite interesting and complex as well. But at the end of the day, it's really the character of Tenya, who is the most compelling character. Like I said, she goes through a lot throughout this whole film, and where the film sort of goes with its story, you really feel for her. And she and the actress who plays her, does, like I said, does such a phenomenal job with her performance. And also the actress who plays the mum, she is fantastic as well. She's a character you absolutely hate from the very beginning, and but she just plays the part so well. And it's an interesting kind of villain kind of role. And I gotta say though, what the actress who plays her, she just reminded me so much of Elizabeth Moss throughout this whole film. Not just because she kind of looks like her, but her performance kind of just had a bit of Elizabeth Moss kind of energy to it. So, like, for example, if this film was, say, set in the US, this is the type of role Elizabeth Moss would have played for sure, because that was the vibe I got from this performance. And she just does a great job with it as well. And the film has some great gore, some great special effects, and creature designs, if that's the only thing I'm going to say in terms of any slight spoilers about this film, because the designs in this film are pretty fantastic. And also the film does a really good job at diving into the themes of its story. Now, when you kind of watch the film, I think you'll easily pick up what themes the story is exploring and how certain things are definitely metaphors to what's going on with the main character of Tenya. But so it can be a little bit on the nose at times, but that being said though, I still found it quite compelling, quite compelling, but also very thematically interesting as well. And also being that it's a pretty original film on a screenwriting front, it's very well written. The film subverts expectations at times. Like there are definitely some plot threads you think, oh, the story's going to go that way, but it takes a completely different turn. Not to say that there's like twists or anything like that. It just kind of, yeah, like I said, goes subverts our expectations of where a story like this would go. But yeah, I really enjoyed this one a lot. I think it's a great film. This, along with another foreign horror film I've watched recently, which also dealt with kids, The Innocents, it's 2022 is shaping up to be a pretty solid year for horror so far. I mean, granted, I haven't seen that much, but of what I've seen, this film is definitely up there as one of the best for sure. And I think it's going to be one that's definitely going to make my top 10 horror films of the year. Because it's just so great of a horror film. It's a, like I said, it's original, it's compelling, it has a bit of satire to it as well. Great gore and creature designs, and also just some great performances as well. And Hannah Bergholm, as a filmmaker, does such a really good job with this film. And I'm really looking forward to see what she does next as a filmmaker. So this film has definitely got my eye on her for sure. So, but at the end of the day, the film definitely does belong to both the actresses who play Tenya, sorry, and her mother. Like they're both fantastic, and their sort of rapport throughout the film is what made it such a compelling experience for me as a whole. So yeah, definitely recommend to check this one out for sure. So if I had to give Hatching a rating, I give it a solid 4.5 as well. I really love the film that much. So yeah, that is my audio review of the Finnish horror film Hatching. I hope you guys all enjoyed listening to it. Now, the film is currently playing in limited release in cinemas across Australia, so if you're interested in checking it out, please do so. And of course, the film was distributed by Rialto Pictures as well. So, yep, I hope you all enjoyed this audio review, and I'll see you all later. See everybody. Bye.